Welcome to another episode of Tech While You Trek. I am your host, Adam, and today we're here to talk about the Access Your Potential Creative Computing Program and Women in Tech. I've got with me Brittany Ryan. Please introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about where you're from, how long you've been with the firm, and what your role is.
So my name's Brittany Ryan. I'm a senior manager, and I work in a group called the Digital Risk Solutions Practice. But related to this podcast, I am the national co-lead for Access Your Potential's Creative Computing Program.
So let's dive right in. What exactly is the Access Your Potential Creative Computing Program?
The Creative Computing Program is an 8-week core curriculum which teaches 4th and 5th grade students in underserved and diverse communities how to code. The 9th week is an optional week where we invite the students at the end of the program as part of their capstone event to travel to the PwC office and actually see how technologists work. They get to see our newly renovated spaces, and they also get to interact with others that they may not have been exposed with during the program through the instruction or the volunteers, and they learn more about, you know, what does a technologist do in the real world. So we show them different anecdotes about the projects that we work with, and then we also have a fun graduation ceremony for them. So they graduate from the program, and they get those takeaways so that they have something to drive and apply that coding going forward.
How did you start this program? What was the inspiration? What brought you to it? Is this kind of your baby?
4 years ago, myself and Melissa Poon, my other national co-lead, started this program with our partner champion, Seth Rosenzweig. His daughter went to a school in the Upper East Side that didn't have a formal technology program. She was in fourth grade, and we really saw the opportunity to think about the broader community and how can we help bridge that gap for public schools and other educational organizations that don't have the means to have that technology program. So we leveraged the Scratch programming interface, which was developed by MIT, and it's essentially a little Lego type program. So you log on to the website, you build different coding concepts like an if-then-else statement, and you build these together. We've since then expanded to fifth grade to include programming not only with Scratch, but using a Finch robot, which uses Scratch to program the robot. And it teaches students the concepts of working in groups because they work in pairs. But they also learn about different sensors. So they learn about light sensors and accelerometers and really gets them thinking differently about how to apply those coding concepts. In addition to being located in New York, we've expanded nationally. So we've used the Digital Risk Solutions practice along with Access Your Potential's reach within the firm to reach over 13 cities nationally.
Are you bringing these programs directly to schools, or are people coming to like a community center to take these programs? How's that working?
In the 13 cities that we're currently in, we have at least one school. Traditionally, it is during the school time. We take up their technology hour generally, but if the school elects to have an after-school program, there's absolutely the opportunity to flex our program where we've applied it in different situations where maybe it's 1 hour after school, 2 hours after school. Instead of 8 weeks, we condense it to 4 weeks. We really help to customize to the school's needs. What's interesting is that we started in public schools, the traditional educational organizations, but since then we've expanded to an example in New York, Memorial Sloan Kettering, where we actually teach the youth cancer patients that are there getting treatment, either inpatient or outpatient, coding in a different type of structure. So that's been really interesting.
Do you have any specific sort of examples or anecdotes from the program, from the places where it's being taught?
So I can think of a couple that come to mind. Over the last year, the relationship that we've developed with the hospital that we work with in New York, they're generally there for an hour or 2 hour treatment. So they sit and they have to get their chemo treatment. They can move around and we sit there with our iPads or the different robots that we have. And it helps facilitate more of a, you know, interactive environment. They're not thinking about their treatment, sitting there reading a book or something to that effect. This really helps take their mind off of it. The doctors provided specific feedback that the participants in our program during those weeks that were there at the hospital, their mentality and the way that they are receptive to the treatment has completely changed. They come out of their shells a bit more and they want to get more involved.
And you said it started in a school on the Upper East. How involved in that are you?
What's interesting about that school is that it really has evolved, where now we get invited to after-school events. One recently that we've been involved with is a STEAM event, so science, technology, engineering, art, and math, where we host a booth and really showcase our program to not only the students and teachers, but the parents are there too. So we've gotten a lot of feedback from the parents where they'll come up to our table and say, my kids come home from school and they immediately want to log on and start coding. I've never had that experience before with the kids. And we've seen it on the backside of that, where the students will come to class the next week and say, oh, you know, I worked on this at home and look at how I've improved this. And some of them are very impressive for the fourth and fifth grade level. So it's always great to hear those different things from the parents.
Talk to me about how you're partnering with PwC and how that's benefiting the company.
Probably about 2 years ago, we nested in with the broader firm's responsible business leadership arm, which is Access Your Potential. And that's really helped formalize our platform and align with the firm's values. Our purpose is to solve societal issues. One of those issues is bridging that opportunity gap for individuals within the community. The way that we're filling that gap is by providing technology programs to schools that wouldn't otherwise have them.
Are there other markets you're expanding into? Are there other topics you're starting to undertake? Talk to me about the way this program is evolving.
Our largest initiatives over the next year are, one, taking PwC's Essential 8 curriculum and applying that more to the curriculum that we teach today. So thinking more about how do we use designing and prototyping at the sixth grade level using 3D printers? How do we integrate the applications of drones and virtual reality and augmented reality into our curriculum and really start thinking about what's the next and upcoming application of different coding programs?
I've heard through the grapevine that you're creating a new branch of the creative computing program, which is called NextGen. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So this is something I am very excited about. We know that there will be 1 million jobs in the future in technology, and we need to fill those seats. Right now, there's a gender imbalance. So we want to start helping to build that pipeline specifically for girls. And the way that we're applying that is taking a pilot approach where we're targeting the different hubs that PwC Labs has women leadership and strong male allies, and starting programs with organizations like the Girl Scouts, more girl-focused type nonprofit organizations, or even looking at schools that are prep schools for girls and helping to build specific programs just for those girls.
So, Brittany, what advice would you give to young women who are interested in getting into a technology-related career?
Be bold. I know sometimes coding can be a little scary, and sometimes you just have to try it. It's not always for everyone, but I always take the approach of try it first and determine whether you really are interested in it, but take that first step.
How did you get involved?
So my career path is a little interesting. I went to school for chemical and bioengineering, so I had a little bit of that, you know, taste for software type programming during freshman year. But I was in the military for 4 years after college and really was at this juncture where I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And whenever I interviewed with PwC, I saw the opportunity to really build on those skills, even though I really hadn't touched a keyboard related to programming for 8+ years. With all the tools and technology at PwC, it really does help support that learning path and being able to progress those skills. So I've moved not only from a scripting coding skill set like SQL or Python, but learned more about those foundational skill sets the firm really focuses on now, like robotics process automation, data visualization, and data preparation.
All right, Brittany, before I get you out of here, I got to ask you the rapid fire questions. Are you quite prepared?
I think I am. Let's see.
All right, here we go. Number one, what is your one bold prediction for technology in 2040?
My bold prediction is that virtual reality is going to take more of a forefront in a lot of these educational type programs. I could see this program becoming almost completely virtual, where we actually have the students maybe interact with the different programs that they're creating virtually. So it's not just them coding. They're actually seeing it in real life with their little VR goggles on.
I like that. What is your favorite source for new technology information?
So I read Forbes a lot. I also use a lot of the PwC resources like Tech While You Track and a digital fitness app that keeps me smart on what's up and coming in the world.
Appreciate the plug. What makes someone a leader in the digital age?
Someone who's a leader in the digital age is really thinking differently about the applications of technology. It's not just the technology itself, but how can you use that differently to solve issues, whatever that may be.
Well, Brittany Ryan, thank you very much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This has been fun.
This has been another episode of Tech While You Trek. I have been your host, Adam, and we will talk to you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by PwC, all rights reserved. PwC refers to the U.S. member firm or one of its subsidiaries or affiliates, and may sometimes refer to the PwC network. Each member firm is a separate legal entity. Please see www.pwc.com/structure for further details. This podcast is for general information purposes only and should not be used as a substitute for consultation with professional advisors.